business is brisk at Whole Foods supermarkets across the country. The Texas-based grocery plans to open dozens of new stores soon in the United States and Britain.
Still, the company's stock is trading near its lowest level in a year. Larry Schuler explains how Whole Foods' success could mean challenges ahead.
Whole Foods has always done well, catering to the highly educated and often wealthier customer. But company officials realized they needed a strategy to keep pace with other supermarkets that appeal to more people. For starters, Whole Foods wanted to shed its whole paycheck reputation, so prices came down on grocery staples like eggs, milk, and cereal.
Frosted Flakes, 10 ounce for $2.29. Shredded Oats, 16 ounces at $3.49.
That's about what shoppers would pay for similar organic cereals at other stores. It used to be that Whole Foods was the only place to go for any organic products. Not anymore.
Then we got our O Organics line, and it's pretty much integrated throughout the store.
About 10 miles from Whole Foods' huge Austin flagship, spokeswoman Connie Yates touts the organic offerings at her company's store, Randall's, part of the Safeway chain. Safeway launched the O Organics product line about a year ago. Even mega retailer Walmart has started stocking organic products. At Randall's, store manager Juan Carlos Rodriguez says you can now find just about anything organic. Peanut butter, salsa, salad dressing, even water.
This particular water has been on my shelf for 1 week. We're adding a lot. We had to reorder it twice now.
Rodriguez says the entire O Organics line has sold briskly. Spokeswoman Connie Yates says the inclusion of their organics on regular store aisles makes a difference.
If there's a customer that thinks, no, I might try that sometime, but they don't really think about it while they're actually at the supermarket, and they see it, they might go, oh, you know, I do want to try that, and I didn't know they had that here.
A number of other retailers have started to sort of stick their nose in what's been a honeypot that the Whole Foods people have had to themselves.
Analyst Mark Husson tracks the grocery industry for HSBC Securities. He says Safeway is doing more than adding organics to compete with Whole Foods. It also lets shoppers buy freshly prepared dinners to eat that night. That has been a Whole Foods specialty.
You're actually cutting out a trip to Whole Foods that you no longer need to make because Safeway has it all under one roof.
That's affecting sales at Whole Foods, where annual sales growth is now around 6%, half what it was a few years ago. That's still better than other supermarkets. And Whole Foods continues to add stores in existing and new markets, beyond the nearly 200 that are already open. Whole Foods is also investing more in the customer experience at each store. At the downtown Austin store, for instance, you can ice skate, listen to live music, and have a sit-down dinner brought to you. Jim Sutt is with Whole Foods.
For most people, shopping for groceries is right up there with taking out the garbage. It's drudgery. And at Whole Foods Market, we really try and create a unique experience, an experience that's fun, that's exciting, that's an adventure, and something that people want to do.
While Whole Foods lowers some of its prices, builds new stores, and adds amenities, it's still betting customers will come from far away and pay top dollar for items they can't get anywhere else. Eva Chom makes gelato at the downtown Austin Whole Foods by blending cream and mixing in, well, whatever he wants, chili, avocado, even corn.
I'm working on a corn that I never made. Somebody gave me a frozen corn this morning, so I went and sauteed it, so I'm going to make a corn gelato. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but at least I will try.
That, in essence, remains Whole Foods' motto. Add things like spas, sushi bars, and streams running through outdoor dining areas, and see whether people will pay a bit extra to have more fun at the grocery store. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schuler.